From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Bob Doty reporting. The Taliban has formally confirmed the death of the group's founder, Mullah Omar. An Islamist movement statement Thursday says Omar died of illness but gave no details of when or where, saying only his health deteriorated over the last 15 days of his life. The announcement sheds no new light on whether a statement Wednesday from the Afghan government is correct in saying Omar died 2 years ago. A Pakistani statement earlier Thursday said the next round of Afghan peace talks had been postponed at the request of the Afghan Taliban leadership. Pakistan, which hosts the talks, said it remains hopeful the Taliban leadership will stay engaged in the peace process. In Washington, the White House said the reports of Omar's death appeared credible and that U.S. intelligence authorities are looking into the circumstances of his death. The U.S. economy advanced a solid 2.3% in the April to June period after a harsh winter with a small gain. The Commerce Department reported Thursday that a surge in consumer spending and new export gains pushed the world's largest economy ahead in the second quarter. U.S. consumer spending, which accounts for 70% of the country's economy, picked up markedly during the spring months in the U.S., advancing 2.9% compared to the 1.8% growth in the January to March period. U.S. analysts are looking for further growth of the overall economy in the last half of the year, possibly increasing to 3%, with consumer spending continuing to grow as employers continue to hire more workers. This is VOA News.